this morning, honorable members.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I think we can be able to start because I just looked around. We are correcting in order to pursue the work of the subcommittee. We are meeting, as members will know, on the subcommittee that has to deal with the shortlisting, but they should be shortlisted for the SAPC members, board members. So briefly, one need to indicate that we couldn't sit in the last meeting because the parliament was not through with the processes of a number of other areas that they had to deal with. The qualification check was offered together with the vetting process from the security agency was not finalized and was not returned to parliament as yet, and therefore we wouldn't then go through. But it's important for just for us to assess if all members did get all the relevant documents and everything else. Because we cannot postpone forever today. Let's see if all documents are available to all the members. It has been a little bit difficult for us to communicate with Parliament, as members know that this is a fact, and workers are not around. So communication comes in drops and drips. It's not so easy. But at the end of the day, we need to, as a subcommittee, start to see where we are. What is it that we're able to implement properly, and how can we be able to move forward? Now, honourable members, what I'm going to do, I have just met with the secretary who will be assisting. It's part of the management staff who will be assisting us for this meeting. Some of the issues that we could not communicate, I just thought possibly, you know, was a meeting for the very first time here on sitting in the door. Part of the issues would then actually put them through to the meeting. As a subcommittee, we will actually take it up from there. Can I you did it? Yeah. Ms. Bowers will be held, will give us information as far as the parliament has proceeded. There are files in front of me as well where we can realize how far have we gone. Maybe before she even starts, I need to indicate that we know that we had Honourable Davis in the past subcommittee. So because Honourable Davis is no longer in portfolio committee, people who must sit for the subcommittee are members who are subcommittee members. We are supposed to then get a communication, which I've just realized now that we got, that indicates that Honourable Van Damme will replace Honourable Davis. So in other words, that replacement is now official. Yeah, Honourable Van Damme will take the space of Honourable Davis and will move forward with the portfolio committee. Possibly what I will just do then, in the light of that Honourable Van Damme is sitting for the first time, I will just do a little bit of the background so that you know what the portfolio, the subcommittee is not sitting for the first time. It's actually proceeding on work that has been done, redone, etc., etc. And I'll just keep a bit of a brief so that we are also with us moving forward before Ms. Power actually gives us the brief. Quite briefly, what happened is that we had three vacancies that emerged from the SAPC, but we got only one vacancy that was sent from the president's office. We actually tried to get the other two, but we could not proceed, and then we proceeded with advertising as a portfolio committee. So we advertised because we got also a change. We can't wait for an end. After a particular period, you know, after we had shortlisted, we sat for the shortlist as a subcommittee. So we had names that shortlisted. Possibly if you go to files or if you want us to help you that, we can give you some names that were shortlisted at first. After the shortlist, then we got the two names from the president's office, the additional two names, which therefore meant that we had to advertise again. So we advertised and we got some names that we sent for shortlisting, which members said names are not sufficient, and members said they are not, they actually felt that it's not enough for us to proceed with the shortlisting. And then, you know, we had to take the process through to find out how best can we handle the situation, and based on various advices, we had to re-advertise. So there was an agreement to re-advertise. Now, we did the re-advertisement and then for 3 years, we did the re-advertisement for those three names, and we also got a shortlist. Those are the names, the pack that we have. Now it is a shortlist. It became a long appeal. It was a little bit tedious and so on. But at a point now we have those names, and we are supposed to then proceed based from here onwards. This is the first meeting after we've received the nominations, and those are the names that we have before us. Now, moving forward, can I then allow Ms. Bauer to take us through? Enough.
Thanks, Chairperson, for that clarification. Just my question now is, as it stands, there are 6 vacancies at the SABC, am I correct? And the other 3 are, besides the ones that have been advertised for, are Rachel Canadas, Hope Zindi, and Ronnie Lovisi. And where that stands is that there was a legal opinion finding that their removal was unlawful. So what's the process with that? What's going to happen to those 3 vacancies? Because as it stands, the way I understand this, the SABC board is not court, and the decision that they're making could be unlawful, and if taken on review, it could be rescinded. So what's the process with those 3 that were unlawfully removed?
Okay, we're actually not there at all, Honorable Fandam. Where we are on the 3 vacancies that we are advertised and re-advertised, and we're actually shortlist. The subcommittee is sitting specifically and precisely for that matter only. So we're not on all other matters. Normally, the President's office does declare the vacancies, and they go to the Speaker, and they then get sent to the Portfolio Committee. If that has not happened as yet, we deal with what is before us, and at the moment we're dealing with what the President has sent before us, and it's long overdue. It's the 3 vacancies, so we're just right. So the subcommittee is right on the issues of those vacancies, and that's what we're dealing with, specifically that there's no other matter.
Actually, I understand that. Because it's going to be a matter that will be dealt with by this committee, I just want clarification for myself going forward, what's the plan's going to be. So as it stands, for those 3 vacancies, from those resignations, the President hasn't, I'm sure I understand it correctly, hasn't accepted them, or he hasn't informed the committee that he likes those positions filled. So as it stands, there's a legal opinion, and no action has been taken on that legal opinion, and we're just waiting for word from the President about whether or not, as the appointing body, he'd like those vacancies filled. I just want to be clear about where we're at.
You know, the very first thing, maybe I would have encouraged if there was a handover, particularly from your side, but it's one matter that engaged quite a lot. Honorable David was part of the process. At least if there was a handover, it would have made it much easier for us. You know, but at that point, what I need to repeat possibly, Honorable Member, is that we only deal with what the President brings before us. So we haven't got any other vacancies except the 3 vacancies. So we're dealing only with those 3 vacancies. Until such time the President brings those vacancies, then we can really deal with the matter. At the moment we're dealing with the 3 vacancies. It's a situation that has been with the Portfolio Committee for a very, very long time. And that's what we're actually dealing with. We don't deal with legal documents. We don't deal with other vacancies. We deal with 3 vacancies. So that is the task and the brief that were given by the Portfolio Committee as the subcommittee to deal with. I thought you were able to. I thought I must hear it, Honorable Zedi. I wonder if you want to say something.
Yes, I think you said the mouthful, because you must not be tempted to enter into a terrain that doesn't belong to this committee for now. As you indicated, we are meeting today to process only the vacancies as you have applied. The other issue does not necessarily belong to us, as you are aware, but the people who are alleged to have been unlawfully dismissed were not, that issue was not protested by this particular committee. It's an issue that is being addressed another. And that's not the issue for now. That is my issue. Because as you have rightfully indicated, the people in question were not appointed by this committee. Were not necessarily even the unlawful removal of those people from the board was not processed by this committee. So in an issue that we must not be tempted to entertain for now, until such time that the matter has been handled on another level, whether there is condemnation to say yes, lawful or unlawful, is then that this committee will come into pitch to process the matter. But for now, I think let's stick to what we are here for, Chairperson.
Okay, maybe first thing, let me welcome Mr. Pinada. Thanks that you also arrived. You know what, honorable members, this is a subcommittee. There are issues that belong to the portfolio committee, there are issues that belong to the subcommittee. And can we not divert for now, just for my sake, so that I deal with what I'm supposed to deal with? We're not a portfolio committee, you know, fully fledged. We are a subcommittee mandated by the portfolio committee to deal with a specific matter. So we should have been clear what it is that we're meeting for, because that were constituted particularly for the three vacancies. We call for nominations. It's a matter that has been discussed over and over. We call for nominations. We call for renominations. The process is at the point now where we're dealing with the issue of shortlisting. So can we be specific on that? Can I be assisted members? Cannot divert. At least this is what I'm supposed to deal with. Any other matters, if we're members, want to discuss them, let's take them to the full portfolio committee where we have a mandate to discuss. But here, a subcommittee on this particular.
Thanks, Jefferson. I'm happy if the matter of the racial candidates Zinle and Lubisi vacancy will be dealt with in the committee. And it will be dealt with. I mean, it's not just, you know. I mean, Honorable Teddy mentioned a higher authority, a different platform. I'm not sure which that different platform is, because it should be our committee that deals with those vacancies. We make recommendations to the president. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And I can intervene now. Members, I'm not going to allow this. No, no, no. Honorable members, hold on. I'm no longer allowing anything that does not fall to this portfolio to this subcommittee now. We're only discussing what, if members want to discuss the matter that we're sitting here for, I will allow you to speak. But if it's anything that is outside this, I'm no longer allowing it, because we might end up finishing this meeting at 5 and next time we so. Can I be allowed to share this meeting properly? And the only way to share it properly is to deal with what we're supposed to deal with. Any other matter that does not belong here, honorable members, I'm going to stop. Can we deal with what we're supposed to deal with? At this point in time, can I request an update, Ms. Bo?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. As you are well aware, the two issues before the subcommittee at the moment is the security clearance issue, the progress regarding that, and the qualifications check, the progress regarding that. Up to now, we are still, in terms of the security clearance, we are still awaiting for the contact person from SSA to give us the final progress on the matter. We haven't been able to get hold of them. We spoke to other people who say they are in the process, but the person that is dedicated to the matter has not come back to us on precisely how far in the process they are. In terms of the qualifications check, our HR department is also busy with that, but no finalists on that matter as well. So it's a very brief report at the stage, ma'am. Thank you. But can I ask if Mr. Philander maybe wants to add anything? Thank you.
I wonder if members have heard and have you followed to repeat, possibly? I think we need a repeat. Do you mind to repeat to me?
The members are aware the issue was two issues that were to come back on was progress regarding the security clearance vetting of candidates, and the other issue is the qualifications checks of those candidates. What has happened to date is that the process has been started and we were told we're close to finalization. However, when we contacted SSA, we couldn't get hold of the contact person that's dealing specifically with the matter. But we have been briefed that it's in progress but not finalized yet. That is only regarding the security clearance, the vetting. Then in terms of the qualifications check, Parliament HR facilitates that process. So what has happened when we spoke to our HR counterparts, they told us it is in process as well, but it has been a bit of delay because of what's going on currently. But they have had consultations and they are just getting a final on that. So none of the two processes is finalized at this stage, but we are told close to finalization. Thank you.
So in other words, actually part of why we even postponed last time is still at that point. So if we get the briefing hearing that the qualification test is not finalized, yes?
Yep.
Okay, we understand that there was a strike as well. As the state security agency, yes, so they haven't finalized. Yeah, but members, I think we would need to emphasize something, particularly on the state security agency. All right, I'll get to that. Honorable ladies.
But check close to finalization. There is no indication as to by when this matter would have been finalized. No, because close to finalization, to me, it's a big leak. It might mean a week's time or weeks. No indication, no.
Because if you say, we all know that it's a bit of a long process. If I just look at usually in terms of mentioning appointments of staff, which isn't a confidential issue or such a some controversial issue if you would speak the board of the SNC, they take about a month. And it is under normal circumstances. So everyone's able to supply documents and give the necessary information that they need to make that qualification to make the security clearance. But in terms of this process, I assume that it's a more involved process, and that is all the information that they've given us up to date. Because when you interact with SSA, they will just tell you, we are busy and we hope to finalize soon. They didn't give a time frame specifically. But I'm sure Mr. Philander, after the meeting, we can follow up with him again, just maybe to get hold of the specific person that they say was not available at the time, the several times that they've come to get hold of the person. Thank you.
We're not necessarily compromising the quality of the work. It's just to stress the agency of this particular issue. We'll appeal if this matter receives the necessary attention, as I've indicated, without necessarily compromising the quality of the work. Because this matter is definitely really long overdue. Let's now finalize this matter the better. As I've indicated, let's try and speed up the process somehow.
Yeah, maybe one might say, I needed to emphasize particularly where we have management, especially, is that we definitely, Mr. Philander, we picked up a serious problem last time, particularly with the state security agency, where they really did work in rips and pieces and, you know, did not give us good information. And as a result, there's a report that we're even returning to the House, to the Assembly, because of it. And therefore, needs, if it gets tightened, so that, you know, they are reminded that they want to put us in that situation so that going forward, they actually have done a good job. So we don't want a repeat of any, you know, we trust that they are able to do a very good job and maybe they focus, just a bit of focus and make sure that this time around all the information is as accurate as possible so that we're able to do our work from the head of the subcommittee. Honourable Member, in the light that we still don't have sufficient information before us to proceed with the work, and also in the light that, of course, we know that Parliament is not operating on a normal path, you know, there is a strike, I really believe we need to, let's just take the fact that the process is not finalised, and I would request the management to inform me as quickly as possible once everything is in place, so that I don't call a meeting and then you find that you're going to suspend the meeting. You know, last time I was away, but for now it was a little bit difficult because based on the situation and it's understandable. So honourable members, along that, we definitely should agree that we should adjourn the meeting and await all the information to be finalised. And as soon as it is, I will actually communicate with members. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, because this matter has been going on for close to a year now, these vacancies, I mean, we need to set firm deadlines with state security and then for ourselves too, when we're going to deal with this matter. I think an engagement with the Minister of State Security might be necessary. And then once we've had that engagement, can we set deadlines of when we're going to do it? Is it still going to be this year? Or is it going to be first of next year? If the process is finished, for example, at the end of this year, and everyone's gone on leave, can it be then convened before Parliament rises next year to deal with this matter to make sure that the vacancies are filled?
Okay, yeah, we will look into convening. And even outside Parliament, definitely will consider that. Of course, at the moment, I noticed that we might have a slight difficulty, because normally, once we finalize so this thing, logistics have to be arranged for people who will be interviewed to come, and there might be a little bit of a problem there in terms of the staff and so on. But well, let's see how the process clears up. Let's look into how best can we deal with that. I know that members said normally are flexible. They have always shown an interest of dealing with that. Many a times we've been working outside the Parliament period, so that once we start next day, we're able to process the matter. Because it must be processed through the House, of course. Court of Godfrey last few sittings, it is very clear that in terms of the sittings that we have, we might not put through that, but it will be good that immediately once we start next year, we're able to put through the appointment and we're able to assist the ABC to such and provide. Yeah, that is taken. Thank you very much, Honourable Member.